if you have less speed, you need more spin to keep the ball in the air, right? You need to launch it probably higher as well to keep the ball in the air and to optimize for carry. If you have a lot of speed, you don't need as much spin to get the ball to carry really far because you're carrying the ball more with ball speed. There's a lot of like different setups to driver, but it really is all about optimizing for you. I mean, not all drivers are the same. Like not all heads are the same. When you get your driver in, like you check the head weight, you check the loft on it if possible, because there's a massive amount of differential in lofts. Loft is kind of like, if it says 9 on the head, that does not mean it's a 9 degree.
There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast.
Rip it. Nice. Nice job.
Ooh-wee. It's good to be back with a mic in hand.
First time in a long time for you.
Feels familiar. It's a little skinny, but...
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, man. Shit. We got a good episode. We got some good episodes.
Why don't you tell the audience what we're doing here with this? I like the miniseries idea.
Yeah, so we're going to do... So Jordan and I were talking, and we both just realized a little bit about the member guest journey and how much we've learned, and we want to share those learnings for free to our listeners.
As we have been for years.
For years.
Yeah.
Actually at a cost, mainly to you.
Negative cost.
So we're going to do a little series called The Four Things We've Learned or Four Things We Think About, ... The first one, we're going to do the driver. And they'll be short little episodes, but hopefully filled with nuggets of things that we've learned over time. And so I'll go first on the driver. I think I had sub-bullet one.
Yeah, tagline is effectively, how many episodes are we going to do? Five? Is it driver?
We're going to do a bunch.
Irons, wedges, course putters, mental game, all of it.
Yeah, we're going to do part of the series. We're going to do a ton of stuff.
So today is specifically on the driver.
Today's on the driver. So four things we've learned about driver. Number one was mine, and that is the driver, you're going to hit it really far left to right with dispersion.
Yeah, there is no one single shot shape bit.
Yeah, and basically, like, I think the PGA Tour average or whatever with driver is like 50 yards wide or maybe more.
It's 60.
60 yards wide. So if you think about that left to right dispersion, like, basically the best players in the world are not hitting their driver straight, right? And so I think one of the misconceptions that I had was like, oh, damn, like I missed another fairway, or like, you know, you're trying to be so perfect with the driver and hit the stripe and hit it really straight. But like the reality is tour pros don't do that. And even like, you know, good players don't do that. And in fact, the further you hit the driver, the wider your dispersion generally is going to be. Yeah. And the other reason that like really matters as it relates to driver is, if your cone, like your dispersion is 50 plus yards wide, you got to be really thoughtful about what you aim at, right? Because we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like you want to make sure that whole 50 yard left to right pattern, the middle of that kind of pattern, right? You're going to miss them 25 yards to the left and 25 yards to the right. You want to make sure that 25 yards to the left and 25 yards to the right of your aiming point are safe. Right. Like,
yeah.
So sometimes that means like aiming at a bunker, or I thought this was really interesting on 18 at Sawgrass.
Yeah. You saw that video they posted. Basically.
They basically aim at the tree on the right. Right. Yeah. And that just means the left part of their shot pattern is now not in the water, but the right part of their shot pattern is in the trees. But from a strokes gain perspective, they're going to lose a lot less shots to the field in the trees than in the water. So, you hit the driver everywhere. You're going to hit it left to right pretty far. And I think if you have that expectation management going into a round, it just helps a lot, like not getting upset or not like, you know, getting pissed off. Like, oh, I missed the fairway in the left rough. Like, I suck. It's like, no, like actually, like that's just like normal part of golf.
Yeah. The thing that I think people talk too much about, or maybe the misnomer about the drivers, like finding one shot shape. And yeah, you can still find, like, I play a cut, right? Like, mm-hmm. But just because I play a cut doesn't mean I'm never going to miss the ball left. I right. can try and plan to hit a cut, but like if I hit it dead straight or I, you know, pull one a little bit, like your dispersion is still going to be what your dispersion is. Like there's maybe two golfers on the planet I can think of, Bubba and DJ, that basically they say like they only play that, they set up everything to do that.
Yeah.
But even still, like obviously they're two of the best players in the world. Like we're not. So yeah, let's not plan DJ, for only, I mean, they both miss. One.
Yeah. I mean, like, like even with like clubs nowadays, like if you hit it out the toe, you might get a, like you can get a gear effect draw.
Yeah.
Right. Where the spin drops a lot because you hit it like high toe and it, you know what I mean? So it's just not realistic to think like, oh, I'm going to take one side of the golf course completely out of play. Like that's just a total.
Yeah. You can set up to play that way. And obviously if you're going to have a bias towards one side, like for me, I aim like left edge of the fairway, but my left edge of the fairway, to your point, I'm trying to find as far left as I can play it without then going out of bounds yeah. on my dispersion. Right. Yeah. So it might be like 30 yards right of the left out of bounds.
Bingo.
Right. For me, it's like my exactly. center.
Yeah.
Right?
That's money.
And I think my first bullet was that the driver is the most important club in the bag. I think that when you just talk about a singular club, right? Like obviously irons and wedges now, like with irons, you're talking about 4-iron through pitching wedge or 4-iron through 9-iron. And with wedges, you're talking pitching wedge through your, you know, sand, gap, lob wedge. If you're talking about one singular club, the driver is the most important in your bag. And I think it's the lowest hanging fruit for a 20 to get to a 10 and for a 10 to get to a zero, like keeping the ball in play and hitting the ball in play. Like that's how I got to where I am. And as you know, like I struggle with other areas of my game, but I can always lean on my driver and my, you know, my really good days when I drive the ball, like I can score low. And even on my bad days, I'm still hitting the ball far enough that I can, you know, have an advantage on people I'm playing against. So I think for anybody out there trying to, you know, lower your handicap, depending on, like, no matter what skill you are, your skill level that you are, focus on driver and, like, make sure you're keeping the ball in play and hitting it as far as you can. Because yep. if you hit it 15 yards further this year, you're going to be hitting 9 irons instead of 7 irons. Like, it's not rocket science. Yep. So that's my hot take with drivers, that it's quite literally the most important club in your bag.
Yeah, and I think the data totally backs that up. Like, people who gain the most shots driving shoot the best. Yeah,
Scott Fawcett talks about it. I mean, you look at the guys that went on tour now and just like, even just look at like PGA Tour averages over the years. Like it's all about distance now. It's all about hitting the ball further. Obviously, yeah, you have to keep it in play. But that's why they work so hard and like optimizing a driver too. Like there's mm-hmm. so much that you can do now in terms of shafts and lofts and all yep. that stuff to make sure you have a driver that's really fit for your swing.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say, my point number three is not all drivers are the same. Like not all heads are the same. And so
for sure.
Like I think a lot of people have done these studies, but they like do the lasering to check lofts on drivers, and like a standard 9-degree head like might have like 2 degrees of difference lasered.
Really?
Yeah, from the OEMs. So there's you got to make sure like whatever you get fit for, that you, when you get your driver in, like you check the head weight, you check the loft on it if possible. Cause there's a massive amount of differential in lofts. Loft is kind of like, if it says 9 on the head, that does not mean it's a 9-degree head.
Yeah.
The other part of that, which is kind of like a sub bullet under the, you know, not all drivers are the same, is that most modern drivers are really built to fade. And so, you know, essentially what that means is that the CG in the driver is kind of like stretched back up close to the face. We're trying to get as much ball speed as possible out of the drivers today. And so the toe strikes, the way the faces are made now, kill so much spin that hitting a reliable draw is just like very, very hard in a modern driver because they just don't spin as much as old drivers.
Yeah.
And so if you're trying to draw like you're a modern driver, like you might not even fit into one of the, you know, sort of new drivers because because of that toe strike issue where it just like kills the spin. You can't play a serviceable draw at 1700 or 1800 spin. You really need to be cruising, you know, 22, 23, 24, 25, 2600 to sort of spin it. And all you need to do is like look at a guy like Rory. You know, Rory used to draw his driver a lot, and now he pretty much fades it. Sometimes he hits draws, but for the most part, like he works the driver left to right. And a lot of that is just because of modern equipment.
Well, it's really interesting too. I think both you and I, obviously we tweak a lot of our equipment and try different stuff, but I always, you know, now that I'm call it 3 years, 4 years really into this journey of, you know, like people will laugh at me because I still feel like I'm trying to figure out what suits my game best. And I feel like I'm in a really good spot going into this season. But for me, I always look at the stuff I always come back to. I always come back to a ping driver. And like when you talk to the ping people, like, yeah, they're generally a fade biased driver and fade biased head. Like that's what ping is kind of known for.
Yep.
And they're known for being really forgiving. And for me, like I like a lot more forgiving driver. Like I want to be able to swing really hard and get my ball speed up and know that if I miss the center of the face, which obviously I do a lot, I'm still going to go relatively straight and stay within that cone. Where like for me, for whatever reason, like when I hit a Titleist or TaylorMade driver, like it's left city and they're no spin and I can't control them at all. And like with the ping, when I miss it, it's like a, you know, 270 yard fade that I know is still going to be in play as opposed to a absolute duck hook. And like, yeah, the really good ones with the TaylorMade and the Titleist go 5 yards further or whatever. But it's not worth it for me for that 5 yards to hit an extra out of bounds every round or every other round or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that bleeds nicely into the last point, which is around, like, optimizing your numbers.
Yeah, yeah, mine was, like, adjustability with the driver, I think, is easier than any other club or clubs that you, you know, have in your bag. So, like, just the way that, you know, let's just talk about the heads for a second. Think, I mean, by now, most people have seen, like, the Cobra adaptability head that has, like, I'm just going to make up a number, like, 100 different settings that you can have. Right? Like you just think of any standard driver, you've got, you know, neutral, you've got usually up and loft by two, down and loft by two, and then you kind of have the draw and the fades. Like, you know, the Titleist chart is famous for like A1 through four, A, B, C, D, one, two, three, and four. I mean, that's 16 different configurations with a driver head.
Yeah.
You get into your irons, like, yeah, you can change your loft and lie a little bit, but not like you can with the driver. And then you start to get into the shafts. I think Ventus is really easy to talk about because a lot of people play it. But like red, blue, and black for high launch, mid launch, low launch, right? And then you're optimizing your head as well. Like the things that you can do to optimize a driver to fit you is just above and beyond what you can do with any other club in your bag.
Yeah, and you need to optimize the driver. Like one of the things that's, you know, the driver also, I think more so than any other club in the bag is like, it's just science. Like it's like at whatever speed you swing the club head at, like you should be able to optimize your ball speed and your launch conditions at a certain amount of spin and at a certain launch angle to optimize for your carry distance. Right. And if you don't have an optimized driver for you, you're just leaving a lot on the table. Right. And so one of the things that people don't appreciate is like, if you have less speed, you need more spin to keep the ball in the air, right? You need to launch it probably higher as well to keep the ball in the air and to optimize for carry. If you have a lot of speed, you don't need as much spin to get the ball to carry really far because you're carrying the ball more with ball speed. So there's a lot of like different setups to driver, but it really is all about optimizing for you. I mean, someone who hits like two down on the driver is going to be in a completely different setup, shaft-wise, head-wise, where the face is pointing, where the sure-fit sleeve is on a Titleist, than someone who hits 5 or 6 degrees upright, up on a driver. And some of the best like drivers of the golf ball have a pretty neutral angle of attack. You know, Reister, I think, hits 1 or 2 down on his driver.
Oh, really?
I hit 6 down. Up on my driver.
Yeah, right? I hit up on mine too.
So like, you know, he drives the heck out of the ball, like as good as anybody. He plays a 10.5 degree lofted head. You know, I'm an 8 to 9 degree guy, right? Like, but I'm just optimizing for what I do. He's optimizing for what he does. And, you know, you go out on the golf course, he drives it way better than I do, but we could both hit drives and they look the exact same, right?
Yeah.
But it's different delivery, different way of delivering the club. And I have to, if I played his driver, I would spin it 3,500. Right?
Yeah. So. When I played with Siegel at Tree Farm, did I tell you that Siegel came to Tree Farm?
Yeah.
Decked out in Tree Farm stuff right now, too. Shout out to the Tree Farm guys. But we hit a few drives that were all out by each other. And, Siegel's obviously one of the best golfers I know. I mean, the guy's like a plus six, playing professional golf. And his driver setup is literally like a Titleist, I think a GT3, like low spin with a Ventus Red 6X or 6S, just normal stiff, high launch. And, I play a ping, and he plays a 10-5 head at a high launch. I play a ping 7.5 degree. I've got 9 degrees lofted down in a Ventus Black 7X. Like completely different. Yeah. And like you look at our drives and like to your point with you and Jack, like Jack drives it better. Siegel drives it way better than me.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, we're out there the same. Yeah. And like if we were to swap our drivers, I would bet that if we played a whole round with each other's drivers, we would hit like 3 fairways each with them. They're just completely set up different, but the outcomes end up becoming the same. And so to anybody out there that's like, trying to get dialed for this season or whatever it might be, like, I think that the one place you can spend a lot of time and you'll get the most return on your investment is optimizing a driver. Go somewhere, either you get fitted or you do it on your own, where you're testing shafts. Testing balls is also a big thing to, test your spin. Test different heads and settle on a driver, and you got to see how it flies outside too. But really get an optimized driver for yourself, and I think that'll make the rest of the game so much easier for you.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hopefully that's helpful info for our listeners. Those are probably the top four things that we know about driver. So,
Took 3 years to figure it out, but now we're here sharing all the information that we figured it out. Yeah, 3-4 years.
Sweet.
All right, on to the next one. We're going to, next series or next episode, we are doing, is it Irons?
Irons, yep.
All right, so tune in for the next series on Irons.
Sweet.